following program was previously recorded. It's time for another edition of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Bird. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. It's been 2 years now, can you believe it, since Share Omaha came into existence here in the greater Omaha metro area. Marjorie Moss is the executive director of Share Omaha, and she joins me now on Live and Local. Thank you, Marjorie, for joining me today.
Absolutely, Mike. Thank you so much for having us back on the show.
Well, a happy birthday to Share Omaha. What does 2 years old mean to you right now?
Well, in these 730-plus days of connecting metro supporters, neighbors, public throughout Nebraska and western Iowa, we have seen more traction than we envisioned at the start. There's over 145,000 supporters that have visited Share Omaha over the past 2 years, and that has generated, through campaigns like Giving Tuesday, over three million dollars worth of support for metro area nonprofits in both the Omaha metro and Council Bluffs metro area.
There are established charities that are very well established and have been for some time, and then we're hit by this pandemic, and it's like a tsunami that you have to battle and pick up the pieces and save what you can and that type of thing. Share Omaha is just 2 years old, and so in your first 730-plus days, this is the environment in which you have grown. Can you speak to that?
Well, we actually were hit with two different crises over the past 2 years. The first we experienced was the flooding of 2019, and that taught us a lot of lessons. We knew that the public wanted one place to go to find out where to volunteer, where they could donate items, where they could donate cash to make a difference, where they could get involved. And man, did the metro area turn up to support itself and support Nebraska and Iowa. And so we know that we were a nexus for that information. And we knew that if another crisis was ever to come our way, 2020, that we needed to be that type of hub again. And so it was, you know, it's kind of like the crisis leads to necessity, a kind of a thing. And we were able to be a location that gave people some purpose in the middle of the pandemic, which also happened in March of the next year. So, what I love about this work is that I get to see people finding ways to make an impact in the community and find purpose and passion to be expressed in their lives. And we saw that more than we expected during the pandemic. We had a campaign called Share at Home for April. And an average month for us, Mike, is about 250, 300 volunteer applications for the month. That's great. In April, with that campaign, we saw 700 people apply to serve through our website, and we know people were doing things on their own as well, and just
wow,
taking cues and following up on their own. And that gives you hope for our community that we're going to make it through this together. And not to sound too Pollyanna, but man, like that, when we turned our focus away from the things we could no longer do to what we could do and what we could help people get connected to, that it was exponential regarding what we saw. And so luckily, I mean, we're fully cloud and web-based, and so our team was able to make the pivot, like many organizations, to serve our publics. But we're a little different than most nonprofits. We're kind of a hub for nonprofits to get connected, as opposed to performing direct service to the public other than getting them connected to those nonprofits. So we're a little bit of a unique case when it comes to how things were handled in 2020.
Well, kind of one of those one door, many destination allegories, if you will. It's not just about treading water. It's about looking forward and growing and accomplishing things. Can you give us a little peek into what you've got planned coming up that folks can look forward to?
Well, absolutely. So in the wake of the news that we're partnering with Omaha Community Foundation and Pottawatomie County Community Foundation, as Omaha Gives had its last year last year, we have taken kind of the mantle of how is the public going to feel activated to get connected to nonprofits and serve them? And so one of our answers to that, in addition to Giving Tuesday in fourth quarter, is Do Good Week. Do Good Week is April 19th through the 24th, and it's about all forms of generosity, from donations to volunteerism. And we're ending the week with a cash crescendo, is kind of how I phrase it sometimes. So Friday will be the big giving day for the metro area, and we're grateful to work with First National Bank of Omaha as our presenting sponsor of this campaign.
What's that website people can go to for information, or to simply go ahead and make a donation if they like, or to volunteer?
Oh, absolutely. Go to shareomaha.org. Everything is right there, and we try to make the experience as intuitive as possible.
That's Marjorie Moss. She's the executive director of Share Omaha, celebrating 2 years in existence this month. Congratulations to you on the 2-year birthday / anniversary of Share Omaha. And thank you so much for the great work you're doing for the greater Omaha metro area.
Well, and thank you for supporting nonprofits so well, Mike. Thank you.